This is an exciting day on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're expecting any moment now a phone call from former First Lady Barbara Bush, now 85 years old.
Oh, the older Barbara Bush.
Yes, right. The elder Barbara Bush was on, I guess, Larry King over the weekend. And with any darn luck at all, she'll be calling any second now. Former First Lady Barbara Bush, we're just going to sit here and watch and wait for the phone to ring.
This is exciting because normally we'd use Skype, but for her, we're using a phone.
Rob, this is what you would call
a rotary phone.
This is what you'd call a get.
Yeah, I love a get to start the show off.
Yeah, Barbara Bush, former First Lady. The appointment was for her to call right now, so I think she's generally prompt.
Matronly, kind, beloved.
Yeah, a grandmother type for America, really.
Not prompt.
I think everyone has sort of loved her and her oversized pearls.
I thought she was dead.
She's not dead. No. No. Neither is her husband.
She lives. She's 85 and actually quite spry, Oscar, and apparently not as prompt as she used to be when she was younger. But, listen, if you will, as the phone begins to ring and what we hope is a phone call from Barbara Bush.
You know, it's a shame Mike's not here.
It is. He's going to miss it. He's going to miss it again.
He's in the kitchen slicing meat. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Barbara Bush here.
Oh, okay. So this is the call from Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
I imagine this is probably the screener or a Secret Service guy.
Oh, excuse me.
Pardon me, sir. May I speak to...
Hammond is here. Who am I speaking with?
Excuse me, sir. May I speak to Barbara Bush?
I'm Barbara Bush. I'm here. I'm on the line for you.
You have her on the line for us?
I am Barbara Bush.
This is Barbara Bush.
Okay, come on. I'm Barbara Bush. Okay.
Barbara Bush.
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you?
Ma'am, how are you?
Yeah, it's good to be with you.
I would like to start by
saying... So nice to have you with me.
What?
Or whatever.
I'd like to say thank you for taking the time, clearing your old lady's schedule to be with us.
Clearing, let me clear this.
Oh, dear. You've been to my doctor, I see.
There we go. Oh, it's acid reflux.
That's what mine said.
What can I do for you?
What'd you have for dinner that brought that up?
Last night?
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Again?
Fish and chips.
Delightful plate of fish and chips.
You do love it, don't you?
Yes, from Sir Eddie's just down the street.
The malt vinegar?
Houston, Texas. George loves the chips.
Yep. Malt vinegar probably did you in on
the
fish
Well, that
chip.
Gives me the farts, but the malt vinegar adds a great flavor to the chips,
I agree.
Don't you know?
Well, as you've already started this interview by proving,
yes,
you have something of a loose tongue. You're a free spirit and you speak your mind.
I get myself in so much trouble.
It's a fetching laugh.
I truly do.
I know you spoke out on Sarah Palin, and this is odd because
I don't think that. Let me just say, I really don't think that should be in any position of power.
Mrs. Bush,
it's just my opinion.
No one wants to hear that.
It's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
We appreciate your candor, but we are broadcasting, so if you could keep the language
I'm sorry. I misspoke, and I shouldn't use the harsh language.
You really shouldn't.
I really think she's lovely.
Yeah.
Very pretty. I just wish she would stay in Alaska.
You don't want her to be president?
Stay in Alaska, or my name's not Barbara Bush.
Now, I have a question that's slightly off topic.
Hold on, let me just adjust my pearls.
Those are
there
big.
We are.
They're just plain
makes
big.
Me a little out of sorts. I'm that
Were you
way.
Able to see them?
I'm anal retentive.
Were they lost in the folds?
I just had to pry them out of one of my bags of flesh.
One of the folds.
One of my turkey necks.
The question
yes,
I
I'm
had.
Glad the president's going to spare me this Thanksgiving.
The question
gobble,
I,
gobble.
The question I had is, you know, normally we Skype.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Rob Spiewak of
Hawkeyes. Rob.
How are you?
Yes, I friended you on Facebook.
I thank you for that.
Sorry about the Hawkeyes Ohio State game.
Yeah, that was sad, right?
Sorry about that.
We always Skype our listeners in.
I'm so sorry.
But you're using a telephone, so can you please describe your outfit to us? Because normally we see you.
Well, you've caught me very early.
What are you wearing, babe?
You've caught me very early
in
the morning.
It's 11 o'clock.
I'm wearing gym shorts.
And
a tank top.
Oh, my God.
Blue?
And pearls.
Of course. Always the pearls.
And my pearl.
You were able to free them from your neck?
Yes. It's what I sleep in.
I would so pay to see that.
Yes.
Hello? You know, it's funny that you have these.
Hello?
You had these cut. This is Oscar from El Tiempo.
Hello, my boy.
El Tiempo Latino.
Buenos noches.
It's interesting you have these thoughts about Sarah Palin because Sarah and your son, the former president of the United States, have a lot in common.
Yes, they do.
You both enjoy the great white powder that, different types of powder, obviously.
Are you talking about cocaine?
No, well, I know Sarah Palin is discovering Alaska and all that has to offer.
No,
right.
But
what white powder are you talking about?
Are you talking about blow? I would say that your son has gone on record that said he has tried cocaine.
Yes, those were dark days. Who are you again? Let me write your name
Oscar
down.
Oscar Santana, El Tiempo Latino.
Oh, I understand.
And Mrs.
You're,
Bush.
You're trying to stir it up. You're trying to stir it up, and that's bad news.
Mrs. Bush, he didn't mean anything bad by bringing up the fact that your son had tried and has successfully quit booger sugar.
You know, booger sugar.
Yeah.
What a vulgar term.
Is it?
Yes. In my day, we called it energy powder.
In your day?
Energy powder.
They had cocaine.
That's right. Oh, yes, they had everything.
Well, when you were a kid,
everything back in my day.
They were still putting
including
in...
great sex.
I wish I'd been there.
Wow.
Yes, but I don't need that lady being my president. I don't. I don't.
Who do you want for president?
Well, I'd love to see George run again.
Which one?
But he can't.
Which one?
Your husband or son?
Well, both.
Oh, both.
They both do a better job than that Obama.
On one ticket?
Obama?
Barack Obama? I'm not happy with him
not
at all.
Not a fan.
Not, well, not one little bit. Listen, boys, I'd love to chat longer, but unfortunately, I'm looking at my schedule, and I see later on meeting with the ladies auxiliary, the Republican Women's Club
nap
at
time.
2 o'clock this afternoon, and in 1 minute I've got a major appointment that I can't miss.
What's that?
I have to pinch a loaf.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now it is well known throughout the Midwest that the old man is a turkey junkie. A bona fide golly turkicanus freak. A few days before Christmas, his eyes would begin to gleam with a wild and ravenous light. Ah, life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us. Heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his couch, here's Mike.
And in that movie, A Christmas Story, the way he holds up that last wing,
right,
and he lets it just fall out of his hand. The late Darren McGavin from A Christmas Story.
Work of art.
We are enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, November 22, 2010, and we're here, we're queer, we're looking forward to another fabulous holiday week of broadcasting.
Yay!
Who's this, Miley?
This is Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson?
My life would suck
without
you.
How about me being clued in with today's youngsters? Yeah,
they're all the same.
Tomorrow I'll play Van Halen, Mike.
Our show today is brought to you by Man Greats. He doesn't want socks or sweaters this Christmas or ties. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron. He wants Man Greats. A grill enhancement system starting at $19.99. This is a bargain. This is a great product.
It's
and you
great
know what?
Product.
If you give him this gift early, like right around now, it's still warm enough to get out there and enjoy it here on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And if, my God, you live in Florida, you can use them year round.
Absolutely.
In Florida, you don't even need charcoal.
It's only $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. That I can also say.
Yeah, it's true.
You could buy these just for the brush.
That's true.
And you'd be doing very, very well. And you should check it out. It's Man Greats, available in quantities from 1 to 4. Man Greats. Click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is not only a great sponsor and a loyal sponsor, but you've got to order these Man Greats. Otherwise, Oscar gets fired.
That's right.
Make Oscar look good.
Great product. Brilliant gift.
Really, Right. When Oscar, anything about the show that we give Oscar a hard time, Oscar will bring up the mangrove.
It's
crazy. Okay, so please make sure that that continues so Oscar can kind of hold that over. It's really like not only his talent on being on the show, but he always holds that up as his little something extra,
right?
Especially when he, you know, rolls in late and all that kind of
stuff.
But
you know, the beautiful thing here is the power that the listener holds in their hand, because right now Oscar has two fine jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mangrade falls flat. Oscar has bagel. He loses both jobs.
Right. Yes.
So this is very important.
That's true.
If you love
without Mangrades, he would not be on this couch.
If you're a detractor, please go by all means. Yeah. But if you're a friend, by all means.
Yeah, man, we like Mangrades because really they've been with us for a long time. So, and Evan and company over there at the fabulous Oscar Santana Incorporated, they do a great job.
Santana Industries.
And it's a wonderful product.
Yes, it is.
I have them. I haven't taken them off of my grill.
No.
I haven't taken them off my grill.
You haven't, Governor?
No, I haven't.
What brings me pride is as I go through the litany of buys, and really it's not that long of a list, but what I love seeing is when everybody gets measured in any way possible. Anybody that's ever bought or sold or done anything.
Right.
But when you see there and you see the response from the audience, that when he looks at me, he's like, look at Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
And it's a great number, and you're sitting there, you're like, all the time, all day, all the time.
You guys support us. Please do. And we love it when we have something that we tell you go out and help the show by supporting this client, and it's something that we know you'll enjoy. And how can you miss with cast iron stuff? It doesn't go anywhere. Where are you going?
Adjustments.
Oh. Yeah, the cast iron doesn't go anywhere, but the cameras do. The cameras.
So you get out of that. You get out of that chair, and it's like an effing eclipse.
Well, he's Spielberg over there.
Yeah, he
is Scorsese,
and he's resplendent in his Hawaiian.
When
finery.
He's wearing his Hawaii 50 shirt, is his Magnum PI shirt. When he stands up, I get vertigo. It's like when the boat tips in the Poseidon Adventure. I'm getting ready to climb up a Christmas tree to get out of here.
So we got a big show today. We're gearing up for the holidays, and nobody does holiday chit chat better than we do. We've got also the story of my weekend, which I entitled Too Cold to Ride.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was chilly this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But I got motivated. I had an Edge promotion this weekend.
Motivated.
Motivated. And on a boat. And a lot of people were, because they listen to our station, it's a rock and roll station, so a lot of people ride bikes. And we were talking about it, and I got motivated, and I had to meet Carla out in Leesburg. So I decided to hop on the motorcycle and just freeze my ass off. It was what were you doing over there? What was that? What was that?
Keeping rhythm.
What we do? Oh, it's your phone?
My pants. No, that's my pants ringing.
I feel like RJ's doing the RJ show.
Hey, everybody know we are scheduled to tape a show tonight? Anybody aware
that
of that?
I'm ready to start when you are.
That's today.
I love the RJ show.
Before we go, though, we rarely lead with this, but I'm so curious, and you are so motivated to tell this story. This is Buzz. Buzz gets duped at the mall.
I'm embarrassed.
No.
I'm an idiot.
Right.
How did
I call it or did I not
you
call
did.
It?
I was surprised at how much you knew about this. It was as if you had been there.
He talked about a kiosk.
Oh.
And I immediately said, Mike? I said, Israeli mafia? Is it the Israeli mafia? The guy? And I'm not, that's not a Jewish joke.
She did have a lovely accent.
These are Israelis that work in these kiosks
selling. They set up the seasonal kiosk.
Yes, and they sell these cosmetic products.
Here's the deal. I won't dwell.
Made from like the Dead Sea, right? Am I right?
Buzz is a sucker for cosmetics.
Or a nice rack.
That's right. And usually there's some grade A pieces of ass that are working these kiosks.
That's how this began. Let me begin by saying, and I'm not saying this for sympathy, and I'll only say it once. I'm recovering from pneumonia, so I'm in a weakened state.
Now that was brought on by me.
No. No, let's just say I had it anyway, because I do. But
that's good. That's a good way to start.
My judgment is maybe not the best.
Right.
And it's been... it's not been an amorous 6 weeks for me.
Yeah, that pneumonia hasn't affected your penis, though, obviously.
Well, it kind of did, but I can tell I'm getting better because this time I'm very good at walking past those kiosks. I like to think I'm the king of ignoring the kiosk hucksters.
May I interrupt you for a second
and
tell you that before you get started with this, I will have you know the reason I know.
Mm-hmm.
About this is because I was also involved in this kiosk, but I never felt duped. I think I might have even purchased a little something, but it was a very little something. And I enjoyed the company of this lady when I think my wife and daughters maybe were off shopping in another part of the mall.
Have you never seen the sting, Mike? A successful, it only is a success if they take your money and you don't know it.
No, Mike was
you walked away. You were duped.
I knew what they were doing.
Mike was like Clark Griswold in what's it?
Vacation.
The Christmas Vacation, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know.
Where he's there looking at the pantyhose and the bra, and he's all in. His son comes up, he's like, Dad, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
All I know is that the fingernail on my left index finger has never been shinier than
it is. Oh, that stuff, yeah, I've used that.
So here's the deal. I'm walking past, and normally I just breeze right past him, but this very, very attractive, tall, thin, a woman with an alluring, I thought at first, perhaps a Russian accent.
Oh, rock music. Rob's got the right music.
But I was wrong. It wasn't Russian, as I found out later in my delightful conversation with her.
What the hell was that?
That's the slate on the record. I'm sorry.
With my conversation with her, I found out she was, in fact, from Israel.
Mm. Ah.
I found her accent alluring, nevertheless.
Any possible excuse to play this music. To me, this works so brilliantly.
And there was another lovely young woman there who was a little shorter and wearing a skirt that was even shorter than that. Mm. So there were two young, lovely women there. One of them was all over me with her sales pitch.
Yeah.
Celebrity they most resembled?
I'm going to have to think of a tall, thin brunette.
Oh, God, you put the pressure on her.
What I'm picturing in my head.
You know he's not good at thinking fast.
From what I'm picturing mentally...
He has pneumonia.
It's a younger Dr. Cuddy.
All right, kill this music. I
Is it Dr. Cuddy from House?
Thinner. Make her thinner, and that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
what
very
were they
there.
Selling?
A product for your hands and nails. It's a buffer and a little emery board and some cuticle oil and some hand lotion, and you use it on your hands or feet.
Right.
And she grabbed my hand.
Right.
And, of course, you know, as my wife has told me many times, your problem is you don't know how to say no.
Right.
And that was the case.
Especially
here.
To a pretty girl, Buzz.
Exactly. So the next thing I know, she's buffing my fingernail and rubbing
cuticle
oil on
it. Are you speaking in code?
Yeah.
Nah.
Have you ever tried this line? I'll buy everything you have here if you go over to the Days Inn and do me right now.
And she even does the line about, oh, your finger is so big and it's swelling up. It's filling with blood.
Mm. She said that?
Yeah, yeah.
So and they kind of massaging your hands as they're doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I went through this. This is fun.
Now I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll play along with this.
Right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Sure.
And
so you're buying the pitch, too, aren't
you? She gives me the whole pitch. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm listening, and I'm being a little bit contentious.
They're doing is they're giving you a sales pitch along with a manicure and massage simultaneously.
And a little bit of seduction. And I'm playing along with the seduction part. When she gets into the sales, that's where I resist.
Now,
when you say
you were contentious, were you really being contentious, or were you just playing hard to get as a method of flirting with this handsome young Hebrew?
It was one of those.
Okay.
It was definitely
handsome young Hebrew.
When you said you were resisting, were you deciding, was it going to be cash or credit?
She started asking me questions, and I said, listen, I'm tired. I'm really not feeling that well. I said, I don't want to play this game. Said that to her.
Oh, so you really were kind of your usual ornery self that you are with anybody that doesn't have a vagina.
So she gives me the price, and the I'll just tell you what the price. She says, for the kit, $70.
$70?
Oh, $70. Wow, that's
only
more than I
$7 a finger.
You know,
is it a manicure, like $25?
And so, like, I'm talking, I'm trying
it's not $7 a finger.
I'm trying to talk my way.
How many fingers
way.
Do you have?
No, it's a little less than $7
a finger. It's $70,
I'm not good
right?
at the math.
You said $70.
$70.
Oh, I thought it was more than $70.
Yeah, $7 a finger. No,
$70. Oh, it is. All right.
When it comes to figures, Mike.
Those figures.
You're 1/8, so you know.
The 1/8 falls in the mathematical arena.
I was perhaps more focused on her figure, but anyway, ultimately it gets down to, I don't want to do this. No, thank you.
Can I ask this question?
I'll come back another day.
Did they double team you at all?
No, they did not. Although the other one kept walking back and forth, and I couldn't help but notice her.
See, I'd want two of them.
You know,
I'd want one on both ends. I might go to the mall today.
I wanted both of them also.
Just to go through that.
That was another thing entirely. Anyway, so it gets down to, I can't do it today. Your kiosk is going to be here. I'll come back another day. She's
liar.
But the special is only today.
See, they know that they've lost you. If you go away,
they've
got to close you right there.
Yeah,
ABC.
Those kiosks are basically like strip joints.
Yep. I know. Exactly.
That's the bottom line. You think she likes you, and you can maybe get a number or a handshake.
I knew she was
inappropriate.
You can't
say that.
I apologize.
You can't say that.
I mean, I'm just saying. That's what you know what I mean.
We'll edit number
you,
out
you
of it.
You think that's a possibility, but they're just working you.
No, you know what? I knew that wasn't going to happen, but a certain part of me was playing along on that very premise.
I know this what is, part.
Such this a is, dirty birdie, this, Oscar.
In a way, it was like getting a lap dance at the mall.
Right.
And eventually I said, no, listen, I she said, well, what is it then? Is it the price?
Oh.
And I said, well, yeah. I said,
sure, $70.
I said, for $70, you're giving me an emery board, a buffing sponge, a little bottle of oil, and a bottle of hand lotion.
Right.
For 70, it doesn't seem like $70 worth of stuff.
Amen.
To me.
I agree, Buzz. Yeah.
She says, ah, 35, and I'll throw in a second one.
Whoa.
So wow. She dropped it by half?
And halved it again by.
Not impressive for a Jew. Not impressive.
Well, she had to make her sales mark.
Well, no, she's actually making more money on you now.
Yeah, probably.
They so still, for $105, she's going to give you two.
No.
And she's, you know.
No, no, for the $70, she gets two of these kits instead of one.
She dropped the price immediately.
Right, yeah. Right. So I ended up getting two of them. For $70.
And who needs two things of the nail shiner?
I have no idea what I'm going to do with these yet.
And what do they do for this? Is it, if you run these kiosks, I'm thinking on the business end,
right.
The retail probably cost them $5.
They had the best location in the mall.
Was it like Dead Sea stuff? They use sea salt or something?
No, nothing fancy. It's just, a buffer that works amazingly well.
Was this in Fair Oaks?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I'm definitely
the
going.
Product itself probably cost
them. Want to go, Menasha?
Sure.
We'll go over there.
Wholesale
$5. Make an afternoon
bucks.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe $10.
Go visit your relatives.
So you go to $70. I wonder if the guy who's running it says, if you can sell it for whatever you like,
right.
Just give me my margin.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
Oh, and she takes it down to a whisper so nobody else can hear. And wow. I did take an oath, and I've now violated the oath that I took.
I wouldn't
tell anybody.
This is a whisper.
Yeah.
I will knock the price off to $35. I will let you touch my breast.
Yes. You were there.
Because you're such a beautiful handsome man with your raspy pneumonia voice.
And his swollen finger. Don't forget his large swollen finger.
So,
filled with blood.
In the end,
I have one more whisper if you don't mind.
Sure. Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay. I've heard your silver light commercials.
So, in the end, on one hand,
happy holidays.
I felt like a complete sap for falling prey to this. On the other hand, I felt like, for what I paid, I got a pretty good lap dance out of the deal. So, I feel like maybe I wasn't cheated after all.
What was your total time commitment to the process?
Oh, maybe 10 minutes.
That's all?
Yeah, it was an intense 10 minutes.
3 hours.
Yeah.
I find these women, and I believe that they are seriously recruited for this activity.
Yeah.
Because there's something, they're not model gorgeous,
right?
But they are so sexy.
Girl next door,
and I have a thing for Israeli women, especially
I love the accent.
But there's this look. These Israeli. Yeah. Have you ever seen some of these Israeli women that are like in the army and stuff?
Yes,
and they show.
Yes.
Oh man, I bet there's a website with Israeli hotties.
Well, the reason you're
like,
so attracted to them, Mike, is they have lovely nails.
No,
they do. And now so
just,
do I.
They're
I
very. Remember. They're very. There's something about these women that was just very. They're very aggressive,
right?
And they're very sexy,
right?
And they're selling stuff that's $70 is a lot to spend for that, but it's not the not like they're selling windows or cars.
No,
know what I mean?
Right. This is why Mike never missed an episode of The Nanny.
Was The Nanny Israeli?
I think
look
she had common
hottie,
traits.
Mike. Look at this girl.
The actress.
Is that an Israeli
girl? That's an Israeli girl.
Look at
girl right there.
That's that look to that.
Can't
kind
argue
of
with that.
Very Middle Eastern features and just absolute turbo
there
hottie.
There she is. Ooh. That's the woman of them all.
Wow. Yeah,
my
that's
people.
Great. Yeah, your people.
I was like, I feel like an idiot for doing it. It's not something I would normally do. I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Mm-hmm.
She caught me at a weak moment, and I went, what the heck? I'll buy the lap
but
dance.
The fact that you could come in here and just lay it out is awesome.
You know
everybody's
what they
been through that.
Right.
You know, but you're going to probably, if you bought this, you might have to go back, because once you do Jew, you are never through.
I can go back for refills. So I might
can you
that.
Really?
Yeah.
I am so going to that mall. I'm going to go to that mall for that reason.
Yeah. And you're going to be wearing silky shorts?
And I,
sweatpants with no underwear?
Satin shorts,
right,
like
right.
They did, like that lady told me down there at Mons Venus one time.
That's right.
Disgusting. Those were Palestinians. So
yeah.
Now we got the whole Middle Eastern conflict right. Going.
Yeah, what say you now, Mark?
It's a land of trade.
Well, it was quite an experience.
But anyway, listen, we will take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, Buzz. That was a good story.
Glad you liked it.
I enjoyed that. I truly did. Our second segment is brought to you by the all-new Raw 2.
Mm.
How we doing with that there, Mark?
It's going very well.
Should I hit it hard or
hit it hard? Please, hit it hard.
Should
it's
I go
this
with the
Friday.
Emotional appeal?
Yes, absolutely.
Does Raw, does it break?
The pre-sales are this Friday, except for VIPs, and you'll talk about it in your copy here.
All right. The new Raw shows feature captivating adult star Carmen Hart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was particularly captivating this go-round.
Always.
The drunken broadcasting you know and love, mm-hmm. and surprise guests in a holiday party to remember. I have it on good authority. My mother-in-law is going to be on the
show. Oh, nice.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Love her. Yes. I mean,
excellent.
We're just sort of inviting everyone.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have this rolling festival.
Very right. cool.
It's really our Christmas party. It just happens to start at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And we're going to do our Secret Santa exchange then, yes. aren't we?
Oh, we need oh, that's to draw right. for that.
Yes.
Gifts. That's like one gift for that's our group.
That's
the six
group.
People
yeah.
in this
right.
room.
Right, right. right.
Okay,
and remember, there's
good.
A $200 prize limit.
Right.
The drunken broadcasting you know and love and surprise guests in a holiday party to remember. The first show goes up December 26th, but you can pre-order starting November 26th, which is Black Friday.
It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Remember, the Raw shows are included when you buy our 2011 VIP Goodest package, mm-hmm. with VIPers getting their first episode 2 days early.
Yay.
Pre-order Raw 2 this Friday at MikeOMaraShow.com. We would appreciate you doing that. So
you
yes.
hit that harder than a kiosk woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful. And you buy Raw, you feel this good. Doesn't that
so
make your
seductive.
Hands feel nice and soft?
Openly
it's
seductive.
Almost like a Russian accent, yeah. isn't it?
It is. Very much. That's what I thought at first.
And similar yeah. pitch, too, mm-hmm. with yes. With Russian women.
Very alluring.
Are, you know.
I listened to the Raw show with Carmen Hart, and my fingers became engorged with blood.
Yes, the Raw shows are very, very special. Okay, everybody, the weekend, interesting weekend. I know everybody had a little bit of weekend. Buzz had a little bit of weekend. And Buzz has an issue with his doctor now that you don't want to talk to
not
talk
today
about
but soon another great story about doctors
you yeah. are so enthusiastic with the pre-show telling of this tale.
Yeah, I simply wrote down too cold to ride. Yeah. And the fact is that I rode out to Leesburg after I had a fishing trip in the morning. I was very
great
energetic
city.
Thank you. So I rode out to beautiful Leesburg.
Thank you.
On my motorcycle, and it was probably I want to say about 6 o'clock or so on Saturday evening.
Oh,
a little
man.
Chill in the air, but the ride back Sunday morning from my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll bet.
And of all the things that bug you on a motorcycle, you know what? What do you think number one is?
Bugs.
The hands.
Oh,
your
sure,
hands.
Yeah. They go numb?
Your hands turn into talons. They turn into horrible talons.
If you lose feeling, you kind of need those, don't you?
But the reason I rode my bike out on Saturday is
motorcycle.
Because Carla goes to this, what she calls, a biker bar. Whenever she's in Leesburg and they have a little social event, they always end up at this little biker bar. So since I was finally...
Right in the middle of Old Town Leesburg, right?
Yeah.
I know the exact place you
yeah.
mean.
And
I can't think of the name, but I've had many beers there.
And since... Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I went there for
karaoke. Beautifully rustic kind of...
It's great.
Charming
and
little hole-in-the-wall bar.
Great wait staff.
And it's next to the fancy place.
Exactly.
And so we pull up. I pull up on my motorcycle. Queen's third person. We pull up on our motorcycle.
We enjoy riding.
We let it idle. But because she was going to be there, I said, if I'm going to go there and meet her, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'll ride the hog.
Get on with the D-bag and the minivan, roll it up.
Yeah. I figured I'm going to walk in with my helmet, my leather jacket, and be a tough guy.
Your purple fingers ready to be amputated.
Jorts.
So I get there, and as I get there, there's a row of bikes out front. I'm like, very cool. And I realize they're all leaving because these guys are coming out, and they got colors on.
Ooh.
And whenever you're approaching and you're... You
Crimps
know,
or Bloods.
You're Mr. Hi, what school do you go, biker? Uh-huh. You're always very wary. You always want to look at the colors and see, because if it's a real deal motorcycle gang, there's just a certain code of behavior.
Respect
you wanna,
the protocol.
You want to just keep your nose clean. You probably don't want to shoehorn your motorcycle in the middle of theirs. You want to park on the outside of it and maybe even park in another lot. You
Mike,
know?
Were they rainbow colors?
No, they were not rainbow colors. This was Leatherneck Nation.
Ooh.
And I knew immediately what it is. Leatherneck Nation, obviously a Marine motorcycle club.
So right. how tough so, could so, they possibly
yeah,
be?
So you know, they're pussies.
Pussies
and so I, you know, but and I'm
looking at you got the Renegade Pigs.
I got the Renegade. Well, the Renegade Pigs, yeah, but I'm not a patched member of any anything like that. I'm not patched into. The
I thought
pigs.
You were.
Oh no, I won't go through that. I won't go through that.
You wouldn't believe the hazing.
My celebrity.
That's a year prospect.
Your celebrity doesn't allow you.
Have I ever talked about?
No,
Mike, you're like the guy. guy that isn't part of the fraternity but hangs out at the house.
That's exactly what I am.
No, no. The fraternity is his house, and they come hang out here.
They come out and hang out here.
Just because you own the house.
But no, come on. I had pushed my buddy Jerky for a long time to be kind of an honorary member, and then I was out talking to a guy that was Iron something. It was the Iron
the
something.
Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik. He was in Iron another Man. Club, and he was Robert in another Downey motorcycle Jr. club and talked to me, and with one conversation, completely talked me out of that honorary thing. Because his point was, really, you know, you're gonna wear a patch, and you really haven't prospected. That's really not the way it should be. And you know, it was kind of that macho thing. Mm. But I bought into it. I was all in with it. And I said, you're absolutely right. I said, if I can't do this the way everybody does this, right. I said, I don't want to be a member.
Well, you know, you already have all the benefits of being a member.
I hang out with the guys.
Right.
I just don't want to be at their beck and call, which you would be. You have to.
Oh, I've seen it.
One of the things with prospecting is you, like, when they're saying we're going to be in Charlotte this weekend, you got to be there. You have to show up. If you don't, you show that you're not. And I don't have that flexibility. I can't.
I remember one time we were at Hard Times, and Jerky and some of his compatriots showed up,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "I would like you to get me a beer, and when you bring it back, I'd like for you to take your shirt off and sing for me."
Right
to and, one of the prospects.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember at Hard Times when he put the two guys got in bras?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember
yes.
when they were
yeah,
both wearing bras?
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm 51.
So
I'm 51. Yeah. I just couldn't see myself. Doing that. And you know. You have to be with every member of the club. Jerky's a friend of mine. If there's one guy that you know didn't like me, he could make me do anything. What were you going to say?
It's if you own the fraternity house and they're all coming to hang out here. This is home base,
right?
Then I think you should be afforded some sort of
special.
Not even special. It's
a consideration.
A consideration.
Mike.
Thank you so
much. Well, let me tell you something. It's not just him. Because this is a national motorcycle club.
Oh, I didn't know.
So
it was
you've
got to
hire. This is like any other fraternity. This is like any other MC. You got rules, man, and you can't just willy nilly. It's got to be approved.
You don't want to go through that because they seldom, if ever, have a bra in your size.
You know what? Maybe I would, and I'm not sure I'd want to get the tattoo on the inside of my arm.
How many degrees does Bill Cosby have? Or Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh, honorary degree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just right. They get up there.
This is what I like.
And they
Oscar
shuck and jive.
Yeah. Oscar's trying to sell me on something that I'd really want, you know, so I'd really want it anyway. I would love to have that
honorary
patch.
Degree.
I would love to have that patch. But especially now, a buddy of mine up here is pledging. Pledging is a fraternity.
Right. Yes.
Prospecting is a motorcycle club.
Right.
But to make a long story short, I'm not wearing any colors at all. And when I do wear colors, I just wear my vest that's got a little skull on the back
the
of it.
One that says disc jockey.
And it's one that says, maybe I should start my own MC.
I'll be a member, but I'll need a consideration that I won't ever get on a
motorcycle. You don't have a motorcycle.
Who said it?
Look at him, Ray. He's gonna join.
He'll buy one tonight.
He's my pal, isn't he?
He's
isn't
your
he
butler.
My buddy?
He's
you know
your
what?
Butler.
I know he used to have one. I know that RJ at least used to have a bike. Remember that picture of him and his twin in the Guinness book?
Those were mini bikes.
What's that?
Anyway, I don't know. I just when you come up on a group like that, it's so cool. It's so cool.
What would
any
you name
MC
your club?
At all? I mean,
the Dandies.
The Hard Livers.
The Hard. That's
brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it. Yep.
Yeah.
Who would you get to join? Livers. You would have you and Carla.
No, not Carla.
Oh, it's all boys.
Sons of O'Mara.
Carla would be the old lady.
Son of Anarchy.
Carla's the old lady.
Well, but technically, she's still a member, though.
No,
right?
I'm not starting my own motorcycle.
Come on,
club.
Mike. It's the holidays, and
it would be too pussy laden.
No, Mike. It's the holidays. Would help fill the empty hours.
You have too much on your plate right now.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start my own motorcycle club. You know, I wouldn't mind having a patch, like just getting a patch and stuff like that.
Get a patch.
Like some sort of patch that would be very. Very cool.
Nice patch
to have it. So these guys are lined up with Leatherneck Nation. I think mm-hmm. that's what they were called. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a Marine. It sounds to me like obviously a national organization.
They were in the bar.
And they're
the
splitting. And they're just tough enough guys where I'm minding my P's and Q's.
Right.
And you know, I'm just aware because there's something in the air.
Oh, okay.
There's a vibe in the air that I'm not. I don't want to say it's a sixth sense, but I'm feeling they're splitting.
Something's up. It's not.
There are a few hugs where the people there that are, you know, have seen them, these, and there are some women with the group, so it's a friendly, it seems friendly, but these are some tough hombres.
Right.
How tough could it be in Leesburg, though?
Oh, don't.
Really?
Oh.
Take him to Leesburg and show him.
The, you know what?
Isn't Loudoun County the wealthiest county in the country?
It is. Yeah. Every county has its little... anywhere you go...
Come find me.
Let me tell you something.
I doubt your toughness.
If there's a particular place, you never know who's going to show up.
If they're Marines, then credibility is there. So, I could never take that away from you.
And let me tell you about Leesburg. Leesburg is in Loudoun County, but Leesburg is very old school.
Mm-hmm.
And Leesburg has a hard time giving in to certain new trends.
Can you believe the county Rob lives in is the wealthiest county in America?
And you know what? It became that when I moved there.
Yeah,
I just tilted it. I've seen men carrying sidearms. Out there.
Yeah.
It's occasionally it is Virginia. The Wild Wild West.
I walk into 7-Eleven, some guy's picking up some goobers and he's got a gun on him.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't shock me.
He doesn't
me.
Want anyone to touch his goobers.
No.
So it freaks me out, but I do one move where I'm getting my I got my helmet, I'm putting everything into my helmet like it's my purse. Mm. Oh. So that makes me look like a big pussy
you're
on a bike anyway.
Your wallet, your
and
jewelry.
Then, my they're firing up their bikes.
Ooh,
and this bike to my left, the bike that I had parked next to.
Right.
Is loud. Like, you know my bike is loud.
Sure.
This is bone chattering.
Do you have a tape of your bike?
This is it. My bike is relatively loud.
There we go. Really loud. Did you ask him to turn it down a little bit?
No. Turn it down. So I get out.
You should
out,
have your muffler looked at.
And my glasses my glasses fall.
Oh
and,
no.
And
oh.
skid. Underneath his bike.
Oh. Under his bike.
Under his bike. He's a
perfect.
Big boy, too.
Perfect.
And he's and I lean over, and I basically, to get my glasses, I have to lean around his right leg.
Sexy.
Like looking like I'm going down to service him or
did
something like that.
Did you compliment
like
him on his ear necklace?
No, I did not.
At any point, Mike, did you consider just taking the loss?
No,
letting
no.
him back over the glasses?
No, I need these. I need these to ride. These are my nighttime glasses.
Oh,
these, are my clear ones. Right. I can't replace these.
My glasses fell underneath your loud motorcycle.
So I lean over to get these, and as I lean over to pick them up and I get down to ground level, he guns it.
Of course he does.
And I flinch.
No.
Because I thought he was pulling out and he didn't see me.
Right. Did you release?
I completely.
It ran down
my leg. So I grabbed the glasses, and he's going, and I realized they're getting ready to leave. And I'm like, I just breathed a sigh of relief once they were gone.
Right.
And at the very end, there's a guy that's part of this club. They have like it's like the Sons of Anarchy. They've got a van following them. It just was weird.
That is very cool.
It was weird.
Wow.
Weird. There's a big group of guys.
Not so cool.
There they go. And I walk in to meet Carla. Her mom.
With your parents soaking wet.
And her cousin's wife. They're all there. And I sit down next to Carla, and she said, "You just missed it."
Ooh.
I said, "What?" She said, "You missed a no-holes-barred movie-style brawl that was in
what?"
There. Now, there were no cops. So I couldn't understand why there weren't any cops. But I, in a way, said, "Oh, isn't that wonderful, no cops?" Mm-hmm. And apparently, there was this woman who appeared to like the company of other women.
Okay, I understand.
Ooh. And she was a short
who
little...
Who doesn't?
A short little gal.
Sure.
And...
One of their old ladies?
This is... There were old ladies in the MC. So there were women with the MC.
Yes.
That's how the whole thing started.
I know.
According
do you
to
like
Carla.
My jargon that I've learned from Sons of Anarchy?
That's right. There were some old ladies.
Don't mess with my old lady.
Don't mess with my old lady.
Yes.
Right.
And apparently these guys, you know, there's a big gang of guys in this bar. They had... they locked this woman in the bathroom. And the way I understood it is they thought it was somebody else, or maybe it wasn't, because this lady was very drunk and very obnoxious.
In that place?
And so, and so they locked her in, and she caused a ruckus when she came out.
Someone's making a lesbian ruckus.
And the lesbian ruckus was involving some of the ladies with the MC.
Okay.
And blows, fists were flying. And then it was like a lot of those things where it would die down, then it would start up again. And apparently I missed it by 5 minutes. Don't hurt me!
And that's what have been your defense there.
Yeah, but I didn't look real tough. I had
After you dropped your glasses.
Well, I was wearing my sheepskin vest and my UGGs.
The UGGs
keep
your feet warm.
It's like, you know, when you look like a schlub, you can only go tough.
You know what? I'm not shocked that the cops weren't called. The last time I was at this bar, it was a Friday night, and a guy drove a motorcycle through it.
Really?
Yeah, they had the front and the back open, and a Harley came. You know, you think a Harley is loud outside?
Did he have the blessing of the ownership when he did? He had to.
I'm pretty sure. He must have been invited.
They didn't object.
But it did surprise me.
I heard the story. One of his friends thought he lost his keys. So they actually had to pull it in. And then his friend forgot that it was in his pocket.
Based on a true story. Yeah.
If you know the history of the Mike O'Mara show, you know all about that. Yeah. I'd like to, that was the night that Oscar lost my keys. I would like to recreate for our Ustream viewers. How many do we have on Ustream today?
154.
154? Hey. It's over 150. I'm glad I can do this right now. I would like to give the look of Oscar when he handed me my keys. At the end of the night, after the two-hour search for the keys,
right,
and I'm having a nervous breakdown and everything, and this is the look on Oscar's face when he finally hands me the keys.
Yes, please. The eyes that say mea culpa. Yeah.
No, the eyes that said I'm a waste case. I'm taking my medicine, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
Hit me.
Here they are. That was
resigned to it.
Special.
Go ahead. And
That was one of the series. Oscar and I could create the little box set of drinking moments with Mike and Oscar. They always end in some kind of drama. They really do. Yeah. You know, maybe it's you. Maybe it's you.
Me.
Maybe you bring, because you tell
he
other.
He is the common denominator you tell in many
other,
stories.
You tell all the other stories about, you know, the breaking of stuff, yes. and then lying in the street in
high-fiving
Phoenix.
Cactus.
Perhaps the
rewind
drama.
Rewind here, friend. Maybe the. Didn't just 2 weeks ago you fired some band, one of your band members?
I did not.
And you had to apologize the next day? I wasn't there for that.
He's right. He's
got
you there.
It might be you, though. What do you say?
I was just going to remind you that we have had occurrences.
Yes.
Everyone.
Thanks
one
for helping, RJ.
One very recently.
Thank you, RJ.
One very recently, but I had a very heavily
look how
imbibing.
The Central Americans stick together.
But you know, you're both right. It's both of you,
strokes.
And we love you for it.
Together, so, we are no good.
That's right.
Somehow there was one of those ships with the funny little helmets that came over for both
right.
you people. Yeah. But anyway, conquistador. That's what I wanted to say. So the evening ended with a much celebration, much festivity,
much
and
merriment.
Then I left my bike at the bar overnight. Went to Carla's mom's house, and it's so cool. Because Carla's mom likes to sleep up on the top floor of this big, huge house.
Right.
She doesn't like sleeping in this big, huge house's master bedroom.
Oh.
So when Carla and I go over there, we got the whole master, like, turbo
like
suite.
Hotel.
Oh,
yeah.
My
City,
God.
Baby.
I swear to God, I am going there more often now. I'm going to stay there all day. Leesburg, Rob, that's going to be a hang
you
for
know
me.
You know it'd be really great, Mike?
What's that?
If there's room in that house to build a studio.
Yeah, right, Rob. That's great. There's more than enough room to do that. But,
be fine. I'd like that.
Yeah, well, you know, you worry about stuff like that.
Right.
It's don't want to take advantage of family.
Don't
that's the way
business
I look
and
at
pleasure.
Yes. Don't want to do that. But it was really a wonderful weekend. And everybody else have a fine weekend.
I have to say thanks to Lily at Peking Gourmet. Went there with
you went to Peking
with my buddy Brad and Pat, and we celebrated my buddy Pat's 40th birthday.
Cool.
And a friend of Pat's, Dr. Peter Lee.
I knew Chinaman. Peter Lee. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, he's a good guy.
Peter Lee, did you
Chinaman,
call
him? But
he's a really,
good guy.
He's Chinese.
The reason
you
I bring it up.
You called your friend a Chinaman.
The reason I bring it up
yes.
is because we had the standard, you know, the stuff you always get there because it's just.
Szechuan beef popper.
Yes, the duck.
Zhouyin shrimp.
The Zhouyin shrimp, and we started with the dumplings. And you remember those toffee bananas they made for dessert?
Yes,
whatever?
Yes.
It's just a fantastic meal.
Where they put the toffee on the outside like glass.
Yeah, and then they dip it in ice water. It's just great. Well, anyway, so the waitress we had was called Fanny. And Fanny,
of course she was.
Well, she's Fanny, like my name is Sally. But Fanny showed favoritism to Dr. Lee.
Oh, wow.
in your eyes, she
no,
did,
I right? called her on it. She was the only one that. He was the only one that she called sweetie and honey.
Right.
And you know, with me and Brad, she just hated us.
Hello, honey. Oh, I get a special dubbing for you and not for fat round eyes over here.
You want another thing to be a sweetie?
Sing that, sweetie. I Fanny.
Yeah, but anyway, as always, that's the greatest restaurant maybe in the DC area.
Oh, we have
thank
to go
you
back.
So much. And happy birthday to my buddy Pat, 40 years
is this your,
old.
Is this your gay friend Pat that I got together with in Reno?
Yes.
Okay.
The power bottom?
Pat and I,
yeah,
in Reno.
Nice.
He said no more
dirty,
of that. Now that he's 40, no more of that.
Right. Right,
unless
right.
you say please.
I'm famous for the last words I think I said to Pat. It doesn't need to be clean.
Okay.
Yeah. That's horrible.
He made it into a t-shirt.
That's horrible. All right.
I just made myself laugh. Pat, all Rob's friends are the same. They, yeah. all, they all look like they went to the same, like, Pillsbury camp.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
You disparage all you want, but I had a great week at Pillsbury camp.
Rob like gets his friends out of the same booklet, white dough booklet.
It's a pamphlet. It's more of a pamphlet, really. I put them online.
We'll take a break when we come back. It is the Audio Vault with the aforementioned Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand.
Welcome back to MikeOmerishow.com. You have to wait for that one.
Exactly. Yeah, of course.
You can't jump in on that. No, you wouldn't have any sense of music
exactly,
or anything.
Exactly, Mike.
And now you got to stop talking when this part comes because this is the hook. Here we go.
I said, no, I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
It doesn't right, have to be
I only
clean.
Play this because it's Oscar's favorite song.
Rob.
He just powered down like C-3PO
yep,
again.
He did.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by
Lady Gaga.
Amazon. The Black Friday deals have already begun at Amazon. I can't wait to check those out. I'm going to do that myself today. Amazon is constantly competitive with the big stores that open early Friday. I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been out there a little bit,
right.
and really... You do this, and it's just so
you don't have
hassle
to go
free. Everybody knows that. I'm not teaching you anything new about internet shopping, but really, when you can get the better deals, the only thing. Go right ahead.
Just make a quick note about Amazon. They're great vendors. We actually deal with them on Mangrate. Mm-hmm. It's actually on there right now.
Really,
right? But we'd like you to order directly because we've got actually a better price. Amazon does such a great deal in getting a good price that we had to reprice what we were doing. So when you add it up, we have a better price. That's the one thing that Amazon doesn't have a better price.
Either way, go to our website.
Yes.
I'm confused.
Amazon is constantly competitive with the big stores that open early Friday. Stay out of the chaos this year and get everything you need at Amazon. Hassle-free one-click purchasing through the link at the bottom of our website. Mm-hmm. Black Friday starts today. So this is the day they start their...
Well, then we have today off. Why are we doing
deals?
A show?
And it runs through Cyber Monday.
That's right.
And so Amazon's giving you a little leg up. You will not believe it. If you've got particular items that you want to get before you check out a store, go to Amazon online and do it through the Mike O'Mara Show. That helps us
enormously. Two things
great
about Amazon. What I love, even if I want to buy something in a box store, I still go to Amazon to read the reviews because that is great. Because you've got 30, 40, 80 people that have bought the product ahead of you, tell you what to expect.
They own it, and we are delighted to have them as a partner, so we're happy about
that. And I went through
that.
Amazon this year, Mike, to buy my fruitcake pans.
Did you really?
Yes, I secured
it. Did you get it? I mean, just
an amazing deal.
That's foil.
Yeah.
That's did you get a great deal on that?
Like, seriously, one-third of what I would have paid in a store.
I know it sounds like we're going ga-ga-ga, but it's fun to have a sponsor that you go
that you
to
love,
and
we
you check it out. We like that. Yeah, and you know, somebody maybe will get me that mixer. Let's open up the audio vault and see what's going on, Rob.
Six batches of fruitcake, Mike. And by the way, Young Master Mark put the recipe up at MikeOmerishow.com. If you want to make the Spiewak fruitcake,
wonderful.
It's up there under media.
And what's the visual aids?
Carla asks about something that you, I think, were involved with. What the hell was it? Some bread.
The devil's threesome?
No. The devil's onion
that
ring
friend,
is
friendship bread.
Oh, that friendship bread that will end
friendship bread.
That will end all relationships in your life.
I loved it.
Yeah, but you see, it's too much responsibility.
Carla still talks about it.
It's very good. You start a yeast rise dough, and then you let it wait for like 2 weeks. And then you split it into six portions.
I'm starting a yeast now.
And you give it to six friends based on the fact they have to give it to six friends.
I'm throw up.
Yeah.
You're the one who said it doesn't have to be clean.
Circumcised, for God's sakes. You know where that yeast
I will
is.
Never get involved in a friendship bread train again.
All right, very good.
Not a good train. Mike, WGN, Chicago's superstation.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was last Friday. They were going to carry live coverage of a bridge imploding.
Good.
And so all morning on the show, they would just go to a static shot
of one
of the bridges, and it was just waiting. They waited. I condensed this. They waited for like 6 or 7 minutes of live filler on morning TV, and that's tough.
WGN bridge implosion fail.
They're not good at filling like we are. So what they did, and you'll hear this, at one moment they cut away from the live shot of the bridge to let the weatherman talk.
Of course.
I won't tell you what happened.
Oh, no.
A bridge is about to be imploded this morning to make room for a new bridge.
I think we're going to stay with this. I think it's supposed to happen.
This is condensed, of course.
Right at 7 o'clock here.
Yeah, this is southwest of Joliet.
You know, this is live TV, Larry, but this could be exciting. I don't think we've ever had a live implosion on our show.
That's all right. I can guarantee you right now, Good Morning America is doing yet another interview on osteoporosis, so you're not missing anything.
Wow.
But the minute you turn from it, that's what
right.
happened.
That's
you gotta
right.
stick with it.
I think the closest thing we've had to this, Paul, was when we did the live remote of the guy dressed as a taco parachuting out of a plane into the plastic pool of salsa.
Now, just to set the scene, they've had the camera on the bridge now for over 5 minutes with just voiceover. This is the very moment that they cut to the Slinky Weather Boy.
I know it's going to happen.
While we're stalling, go ahead and show the picture. But today, as you get going, we have temperatures that are into the 30s around here.
Are you kidding me?
They did it.
They cut
as soon as they cut away.
They cut back and the bridge is in the water. Bridge is gone.
That's a great reaction on the part of them.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? So let's hear it again.
It's a massive market.
Go ahead and show the picture. But today, as you get going, we have temperatures that are into the 30s around here.
Are you kidding me? Who did that?
Wow.
Who did that? Are you kidding?
Wow.
I love the honesty.
You should have listened to me.
Do you see?
They took the shot of ball and missed it.
Larry, this is a metaphor for our show. Another crash and burn.
Two implosions at the same time.
We stay live for 3 minutes and we cut away for 5 seconds and it happens.
Well, maybe there's some more because doesn't that piece have to come down too?
We're doing that a different day, which we will also miss.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, maybe you recorded it.
Wanting another coffee?
They're
all type A.
Boy, that interview on osteoporosis for Good Morning America sounding a lot better.
I kudos to them because they're pros enough to make it funny, which they did make it entertaining.
But now, when they cut back and the bridge was gone, it's just so great. That video available at michaelmerrishow.com.
Now, Rob and a guy that I work with at the radio station, Shamrock, they both do little audio segments that they have. I kind of stole the idea from Rob. I love audio, and this one is more than worth playing twice, because listen, when you mess this up and somebody who's been there, and I think I have a little authority to speak on this, Rob.
Yeah,
when we talk about anthems,
well, you've done it in a real MLB park.
I did it in an ML, and I kind of went the deal to go was do it straight,
right? Somber, because if almost you don't somber do it and respectful. Straight,
you were great.
This is one of the all-time worst that I've ever heard. This is Bret Michaels.
Very brave man.
Oh,
Mike.
Boy,
very brave. And he, because I guess he can't hit the high notes,
he had a girl.
He brings a lady who is like a hybrid between Aileen Cunningham and Tiny Tim.
So here, let's hear the video of a very brave man. Now, you remember, Mike, Bret had a brain injury not long ago.
Yes.
But he's doing better now.
Is this your version? He did it new.
You see?
All right, we can't take this much time to play the whole
thing. Okay, I've got the real
one.
Do you
have the real one?
Yes, of course.
Okay, you got me. That's good.
He's very brave, Mike.
Okay.
What we did is we actually, we corrected. Here's the actual capture.
Here's what actually happened.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light?
So far, okay.
Yeah, right.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars the perilous fight for the ramparts.
Lyric
for the ramparts.
Was so gallantly streaming.
Never get to this.
I would have liked it better if they kept the camera on him and he lip-synced that.
Yes.
I would have liked it better if he'd sung it.
Who is this bitch?
Local
Miley
lady.
Cyrus's mom.
No, it's not.
It's mom.
Very brave.
Very brave, Buzz.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say.
And this whole time, Brett's standing there, you know, with his thumb in a place where it doesn't belong.
Who did the whistle? Was that him?
Crowd.
Proud,
I think.
Nice.
For the land of the free.
Ouch.
And the home of the brave.
How unfortunate.
There you go.
What ballpark?
That was actually for a NASCAR event this
weekend.
It
was for NASCAR.
Homestead?
I think. Is that the big race?
I don't know. It was the Ford race. It was the Ford race. Ford. It was the final race of the season.
Mike, we have a... Forgive me there. We have a great movie trailer. I think this movie is coming out this fall.
Okay.
Really?
It's called Spider Baby.
American General Pictures imprisons you in a bloody web of terror. Spider Baby has the seductive innocence of Lolita and the savage hunger of a black widow.
I'm sorry. It came out in 1964.
Spider Baby. It's Spider Baby. Got time for one more, Rob.
One more, then let us close with... Oh, I like this. This is... The Onion News Network. You know, it's important that we keep our kids informed, Mike.
Absolutely.
So let's cater the newscast to the kids. It's Onion News for Kids.
It's the Onion Radio News for Kids. I'm Doyle Redland.
Oh, nice.
With an attempt to reach out and educate the lucrative under 12 market, we bring you Stacy.
This is the Onion Radio News for Kids. I'm Stacy, age 10. The violence continued today in East Timor as militia forces raided a refugee camp. Male prisoners were brutally mauled, beaten, and shot execution style. Women were forced into rape camps and also beaten. Children were pistol whipped, kicked, beaten, and tortured. And several cute puppies were killed. This is Stacy for the Onion Radio News for Kids.
Good job, Stacy. We hope this new feature will help kids learn more about the world around them.
Yes.
Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News online at theonion.com.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Love the Onion. All right, we'll take another break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. This is a little song, Oscar, called Give Me the Night. You like it?
Jackson 5?
No.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Educate the boy.
Mike, there's not enough time
Gladys
in the day.
And the Pips?
No, it's George Benson.
George Benson.
I don't know.
Jazz guitar player.
I'd say one of the top 10 guitarists of the latter part of the 20th
century. I know Dizzy Gillespie.
Pop Cross. That's good. That's even older than George Benson.
But he's not a very good guitarist.
I do a great Dizzy Gillespie.
Really?
Do
you
do it? Yes, I do.
Can I hear you, Dizzy Gillespie?
He's going to do Louis Armstrong. He'll screw this up. Watch.
All right.
Right, it is Louis.
Can we hear you do Louis Armstrong?
I see trees of green and red roses too.
That's ladies and gentlemen,
got.
Brett Michaels.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
You want to do Dueling Louis?
No.
I see to myself. What a wonderful world.
Yeah. I've been put in my place yet
again. Thank you.
Glad that wasn't me.
Oh, that hurts my throat. Time for news and buzz. Buzz Burbank standing by with all the news. It's fit to demonize.
Brought to you today by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke is the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, it is, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95.
You're the right guy to be pitching this.
A crazy deal. Just for our listeners, no code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift.
Kidding. Dolly. Dolly will never go away. Well, hello, Israelis. Oh, hello, Israelis. We're so really glad to have you in the mall.
Yeah, swelling with blood.
You're looking hot, Israelis. I have snot, Israelis. I'm still glowing. God, I apologize.
That's quite all right.
I was killer.
Time for the news.
Yes. In order to do.
I didn't mean to do that.
Buzz is brooding inside.
No, it's fine.
He's dealt with it too many years.
That's right. Now, in order to do Thanksgiving right, we're going to need some food.
Okay.
Food pantries in the D.C. area, and we expect the rest of the country, are hurting in these final days before the feast.
Because
of the economy. The demand has never been higher. That's not a figure of speech. It is literally true.
Okay, can we put something on the website?
Sure.
Like a one number, perhaps?
I'll give you... I think Capital Area Food Bank is probably our best bet.
Okay.
And it is a good organization.
Put that on the website.
The wealthiest county in America, Oscar mentioned this earlier.
There's a good night's sleep for me.
Yeah. Congratulations, Mike. It must feel good to give back.
I just did.
Someone help me by putting a number on my website?
We'll all sleep
Thank
better.
Thank you. Now back to Hello Israeli on the NBC television network.
Loudoun County.
Yeah.
Satchmo.
Oh, what happens? I hate it when this happens to you.
It's perfectly all right. No,
we find our funny right about now.
I can roll with this.
All right, go ahead.
Only took 250 shows.
Loudoun County, wealthiest county in America, having to feed 2,000 families this year, and it's never had a food bank before.
You know, I got to be honest with you. This has been a lot for people around the country. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk about this statistic, mm-hmm. about Loudoun County being the wealthiest county. And I think you are talking about a tremendous number of people that are making a certain amount of money. You're not talking about Beverly Hills here.
No.
You're talking about people that really, what a livable wage is in the Washington, D.C. area, it happens to cost a lot. The cost of living around here is bat-ass.
And then you go a little further out, and then there's a few people that tilt the scale.
I would venture to say there are more poor people in Loudoun County than there are wealthy people. Mm-hmm. I think a few wealthy people drive that figure up for the county.
But then you hear this, and when you hear the wealthiest county, well, they don't need any help out there, and it's such crap because
2,000 families this year. Right. Fairfax County, which ain't exactly chopped liver for income, still gathering, having a tough year gathering in this economy more than ever. They wanted to feed, they're going to feed 2,400 people in Fairfax County, but that means that 650 other people will go hungry on Thanksgiving Day. They don't have the food for
it. If I can offer this in Loudoun County, do what I did. Cut corners where you can. I've switched to domestic champagne.
That's good.
See, that's a start,
Rob. And I'll tell you, that Corbel is just as good as the real.
Fine. Do you know that, Mike?
Yes.
You know what I saw yesterday?
What?
Kirkland champagne.
Oh, I have had it, my boy.
How is it?
I have had it. It kicks. It's like everything Kirkland.
It's perfect.
It kicks ass.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to load up and super cheap, right?
Yeah. It was like I think 25 cents a bottle.
See, and the more you save on champagne, the more you can give to charity. The Capital Area
it's
Food
pretty
Bank.
Pretty good deal.
Says this is Capital Area Food Bank says this is the toughest year for gathering food in its 30-year history. And even with that, it will still distribute some 30 million pounds of food. That's up to 90% more than last year. Nearly doubled.
Yeah, this is not the lack of people participating. It's the need is greater.
Right. The need is greater and the contributions are fewer. Yeah. It's a double-edged sword.
Think about what a typical Thanksgiving dinner actually costs somebody.
Right.
I mean, think about those dollars.
Donate that.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about a capital food bank, we can get serious for a second.
Yeah, they'll take cash or food.
They you can sit there if you're a busy person. Mm-hmm. A $25 check
can make all the difference. Make a household
massive.
Happy.
It can literally feed a family for the whole day.
Yep.
The whole day.
Absolutely, a $25 and probably more than that.
Yes.
It's that easy. So I'm going to do that because listening to this, the Capital Area Food Bank will have the information and get it to you and run that this week because everybody should be aware.
And remember, as bad as these numbers are, unemployment is lower here in the D.C. area than it is in the rest of the country. So can you imagine what it must be like in other places?
It's everything. It's debt. It's foreclosure. It's homes. It's, people that got into these expensive houses.
For those who have jobs, many are already focused on Friday, Black Friday, as it's come to be known. In St. Petersburg, thank you, Florida, Lori Davenport is already camped out in front of her local Best Buy. She says this is the sixth straight year she has camped out there 6 days ahead of time.
Hi, I'm an idiot.
Does it make me feel evil that like a giant condor I'd like to see swoop down and poke her eyes out?
It's the cycle of life.
I'd like to see her choke on an iPad.
God, the consumer culture gone, man. I did it last year. Uh-huh. Yeah, big grin on her face, smelling like ass.
Meanwhile, the kids are at home sitting in their own feces.
Right, exactly.
Now, many of us are also focused on Wednesday when more of us than last year will get on a plane after a TSA agent gets to third base with us.
Good luck, Buzz.
A video of a shirtless boy being junk checked by a TSA agent in Salt Lake City has only added fuel to the fire on the internet.
Now listen to me. I know what you're doing here. You're skewing it.
I'm playing.
You're skewing it.
I'm playing. I've told you before, frisk me all you want. I don't care.
You don't care.
I'm just painting a fun picture here.
Okay. Well, it's you people that are doing this.
But you know
causing
what?
Causing all this uproar, making a big deal because we don't have anything else to talk
Everyone is talking. I'm not moving ahead about the protest. Mm-hmm. Demand to be scanned as opposed to no one's going to do that because you're going to get into the mindset once you get into the airport, you want to get on the plane.
I hope you're right. America does not want to slow the process down.
What we have done. Kind of feel like I'm Fox News sometimes. The media has gone nuts with this story. And now you're going to have people that have been brainwashed and controlled into thinking they've got to be, they're going to be terrified to be in the security line. line. It's not anything. The different screening machine is you know, you put your hands up in the air, blow some air. I've been through that machine already.
And a very small percentage of people get the groping.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like everyone's going to get their balls
make
cut.
Make sure you take your belts off and make sure your metal.
Your shoes off.
There's no metal on your
the
body.
The answer is so easy. An attractive Israeli woman there at the gate would solve the whole problem.
That'd be great.
If that was that, I'd stay at the airport.
Probably improve security.
Passenger in San Diego over the weekend stripped down to his underwear to show his cooperation and displeasure. And while there have been signs the government is thinking about backing off of this scan down, feel up policy, it remains in place this morning heading into the Thanksgiving airport rush. There is still a massive opt-out protest planned for Wednesday, which would only serve...
It won't happen.
Which only serve to slow the security process even more. Please, people, make this protest on your own time. I have a turkey to get to.
You know, this is what we complain about. We're a bunch of whiners until another plane blows up. And then the media
we'll
focus
do whatever you
is,
want.
Ooh, let's be scared.
And by the way, am I the only one who thinks it's funny that the head of TSA is named Pistol?
Yeah, no, that is.
what's the full name?
I think it's Jeff Pistol.
You're right. Now it's spelled with an E on the end, but it's pronounced Pistol.
Jeffrey Pistol.
Right.
Yeah. I know it's Pistol, though. Mm-hmm.
TSA says it's still looking at ways to make the body search is less intrusive. Meanwhile, turn your head and cough. It just keeps happening. Another man who has preached against extramarital sex has been caught with his pants down. This time, it's the 48-year-old pastor of a Christian fellowship church in Neptune Township, New Jersey.
Neptune.
Reverend Cedric Miller ordered others in his church to delete their Facebook accounts because he said it would lead to what he calls cheating. Now,
that's the hope.
Now, he's admitted he's done a little wife swapping and had some threesomes.
Attaboy.
It was about the time he started railing against adultery and Facebook that his wife started banging an assistant at the church. Before long, Reverend Cedric joined in with that couple.
Mm-hmm.
Now he says he and the missus have cleaned up their act and are focusing on helping other couples stay together.
I saw him on Bang Brothers.
That's where Reverend Cedric got his nickname, the Entertainer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Heads are still spinning over a weekend comment by the Pope, which seemed to say that condoms are okay for gay male prostitutes. In an interview for a book, Pope Benedict says condom use can be justified in some cases in which it might prevent the spread of disease. The same Pope took a public relations hit not long ago for telling Africans that condoms would not help their struggle against AIDS.
It's a big step for those farts in the Vatican.
The Vatican is backing off that, but the Pope did say this.
That's good.
And finally, the Vatican will start marketing condoms.
Wouldn't that be something?
New Pope proofs.
Maybe, like a big hat.
Maybe Pope safes.
Maybe we'll start marketing condoms.
Right.
Finally, another story about another guy arrested for indecent exposure and touching himself in public. But today's comes from Lexington, Kentucky, and the guy says the woman in the car next to him got it all wrong. He says he wasn't working it. He says he was scratching a severe case of poison ivy.
Yeah. Oh.
But the best part of the story is the man...
I've had it down there, so I can say I've had it down there.
I have too. It's very easy. Doctor explained to me, because you scratch and then you touch your junk.
Yep, absolutely.
You have to take a closer look.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part of the story is the man is now suspended from his job as a guy who supervises sex offenders. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Good job as usual. Hey, listen, I want to make a little announcement here.
Oh, please.
The Mike O'Mara International Tour. Join me. What happened?
I was registering the fact that people needed to listen.
Oh, stop.
This is very important.
The Mike O'Mara International Tour. Join me Sunday along with Carla and Raymond Diaz.
Yay. On the music stop for Raymond.
December 26th at 8 p.m. at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York for drinks, wings, and RJ Diaz. All at full price. Then it's on to Toronto, Canada on Wednesday, December 29th at Wayne Gretzky's restaurant starting at 8 o'clock p.m. For details, visit our Facebook page and click the events tab at the top of the page. That's it. We got to get out of here. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MichaelMaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise. And if you like more ad information, 301-244-8773. All right. Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates.
Yeah.
Remember, he doesn't want socks or sweaters or ties. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron.
No.
He wants Mangrates. This is a delightful grill enhancement system starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. It comes with the best grill brush ever, and it's now available in quantities from 1 to 4. A great Christmas gift. Mangrates. Click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's it. We got to get out of here. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Thank you. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.